Anti-Judaism. At the origins of anti-Judaism, we find doctrinal differences, which became more heated when the diaspora forced the Jews to live side by side with other people. The belief in one God and respect for specific religious norms distinguished Jews from the ethnic groups that made up the population of the empire, often generating resentment and conflict. The phenomenon intensified with the birth of Christianity from a branch of Judaism, which led to a more heated antagonism between the two doctrines. The Christians began to distance themselves from the Jews, directing their religious propaganda towards the pagans, and also to demonstrate that the diaspora was nothing but a divine punishment for having denied the figure of Christ. The accusation of deicide was the essence of Byzantine anti-Judaism, exploited to limit the spread of Judaism, initially with conversions and then with forced baptisms. The first measures taken in the 5th and 6th centuries in hindering the spread of Judaism were limited to conversions, encouraged by Gregory the Great himself in respect of the laws and without therefore resorting to violence. However, already by between the 7th and 9th centuries, there were four attempts at forced baptisms imposed on the Jews by the emperors of Constantinople. In the 10th century, Saint Nilus defined the Jews as inferior beings for having denied Christ. Attitudes of distrust were also probably provoked by the cultural vivacity of the Jewish communities of southern Italy, which made Judaism attractive to some Christians. From the 12th century, professional and commercial competition with Christians gave rise to anti-Judaic norms, which in a short time ousted the Jews from the commercial trade of the Mediterranean. The Fourth Council of the Lateran in 1215 provided Christians with theological justifications for limiting Jews' involvement in cultural and economic life of the time as much as possible, and required them to wear a distinctive sign, live apart from Christians, and restricted them from the practice of specific professions. Exploited and abused by rulers and bishops, from the 13th century, the Jews were the subject of a vigorous and denigrating campaign from mendicant orders, which often forced them to respect the restrictive rules imposed on them by the church, but usually never applied. Separating the Jewish minority from the Christian society was a goal also pursued by the Minor Orders, founders of the first Mound of Piety, an institution that from the beginning was intended as a reform against money lending and aimed at replacing the Jews in this regard. When the Spanish won control of the Kingdom of Naples in 1503, it was the beginning of a series of humiliations with regard to the thriving Jewish communities in southern Italy. This concluded with the forced exile of the Jews in 1540, the origin of which can be traced back to the national unification of Spain, which demanded complete integration from every ethnic minority.